Welcome to The Hitch, week 3.
Hello.
Hi. It is day 17.
Day 17. Let's talk about errands.
Okay.
Well, first let's talk about how our day started. Not great. Spoiler.
Yeah.
We decided to try to open the awning, which we've never done, including when we bought the trailer, because it was kind of a quickie deal, and we just sort of went with it.
And the awning is more complicated than it should be.
Way more complicated than it should be. I mean, the newer ones have, like, automatic awnings and stuff like that. Ours doesn't. It's a manual. And I don't know. Maybe there's Airstream people out there who it's like a piece of cake or something. But it's much more complicated than you think it should be.
But,
and we tried to do it before we drank coffee. Yeah. That was our big problem.
The real point of this anecdote is to get to the part where I clonk you hard in the head.
Yeah, you
with the
basically
awning.
Take me out with the awning
on
the top of my head.
It's true.
And to the point where I like had to sit down for a while and wonder if I had to go to the doctor. But I didn't. I was okay.
You were.
I made it.
But it turns out the awning's broke.
The awning is broken.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you buy something used.
It's in fact used.
It has been used and broken a little bit.
So the awning does not work as of now. We've got a couple of tricks to give it a try. But
yeah, I mean.
Currently awningless.
Which is sad because it's approximately 100 billion degrees outside.
Literally 100 degrees outside.
It is 100 degrees. Yeah, and it has been for a long time.
So an awning, a little shade would probably be nice, though. I think it's also like spitting into the, or blowing into the wind or whatever it is. Like, it's so hot.
It's fine. But we ended up.
But errands.
Yeah, so errands happen a lot when you're traveling.
Yeah.
Little things you forgot to bring. Things that break, you know, going to the store to buy Band-Aids or any number of random items that you didn't think to pack. This morning, it was WD-40.
Yeah, to maybe try to fix the awning. Haven't tried that yet.
We haven't tried it yet. It was just
got a little waylaid by other things escalated throughout the day.
Things escalated, as sometimes they do with days. So we started off going to like a giant Walmart where we didn't know where anything was early in the morning. That was hard.
Yeah. We did have coffee at that point.
We did have coffee.
And
so that allowed
Walmart's
us to
defense,
actually survive.
It was one of the less overwhelming Walmarts I've ever been in.
I just find
even though it was enormous.
Every single one of them overwhelming immediately.
It's a very unique store because whatever you need is in the absolute furthest corner of the store from wherever you enter.
You really get your steps in.
It's like a M.C. Escher drawing of a store somehow. I've never been able to figure out the logic
of how they design
a Walmart footprint. And I don't think I've been enough to kind of internalize the options like you do at, say, a Target.
Well, that's the thing. It's
If
you're not used to the store. I don't know. But that's how our day started, and then we kind of put the awning on hold. Dan had work, so dropped him at the library, and I met up with my family, which was great. We had a lovely day, and then I brought a bunch of my family members over to the trailer to see it, and we were having a great time. Everybody was happy. We had sandwiches. It was super fun. We could all kind of squeeze around the table. It was awesome, and then we had something that we're just going to call Poopgate.
Poopgate.
Poopgate happened.
Poopgate.
I don't know how, and I don't know why, but sometimes when you get a large group of people together, various, you know, ages and dogs and all sorts of, you know, varieties, poop happens.
Apparently.
Sometimes.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Apparently it's a thing.
But that's apparently a thing.
It's a thing.
Now.
And suddenly, we had poop on our couch.
Yeah.
Kind of smushed. What we thought was poop. I mean.
We don't know.
It's not 100%, but when you are in a situation where you're not sure, I think it's
be
better
fair,
to err on the side.
Everyone had left at this point.
Everyone had
left. And we had come back you picked me up from the library.
Yeah.
And we came back and you were like, there's some brown smush on the couch.
Yeah. And you know what? I still don't know if it was poop. And I'm really hoping in my heart of hearts that it was not poop. Yeah. But it looked like poop. Yeah. And at any rate,
back to the Walmart
because
disinfecting wipes and other cleaning items.
We did not have the cleaning items required to deal with Poopgate. And back to the Walmart. Yep, Walmart twice today, and got what we needed. Came back, cleaned it up, and spent a lot of time disinfecting. It was probably a good idea anyway to get some more heavy-duty cleaning stuff. We didn't have much. And that's another thing. Like, if we were at home, we would have the stuff already. But when you're traveling, a lot of times it's like, oh, crap. Yeah we got to drive.
It'll be like day 59 and we'll finally be like, we have all the materials we need.
And now we're done.
And
now we need to take them all out. But it is like that. Like, suddenly you're like, oh, the one thing. Like, we didn't have paper towels this morning and I was using like tissues for some of the spills and things that are happening at all times in our little trailer. And anyway, so Poopgate, we threw us off a little bit, a lot.
After 3-year-old didn't go to bed until 9:15
or so. He just went to bed basically. It was a hot, long day of running to Walmart and doing errands and dealing with poop. Unexplained poop. And sometimes that's how it goes. Hopefully not often. That's how today went. And the real kicker was that after we disinfected everything, I had even taken the poop trash out to the dumpster, like down the dirt road a bit, because I wanted all poop gone. I wanted all, antibacterial wipe cleaning to take over. And
you were you came back and I looked at the floor and I was like,
oh my God.
What's that on the floor?
Guess what it looked like. And guess what it was?
It was poop.
It was poop. I'm like, I cannot win today.
This one was goose poop stuck to the bottom of your shoe.
There are a lot of geese in this area, and which is cool, but they're also total poopers.
Yeah.
And sometimes jerks, but these ones seem pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
Except for the pooping. Anyway, I brought in smushed goose poop on after we had cleaned the floor. So then we cleaned it again. And it's just what you have to do sometimes. It's like Sisyphus with cleaning when you're...
I think that most people don't end up with as much poop.
I don't know. We don't either. But this day was extra poopy.
Today was full of shit.
Usually our poop stays where poop should be in the proper toilets or diapers.
At least the like coda poop of the tonight. We understood the provenance of it.
Yes,
Poopgate at least is still a bit of a mystery.
Poopgate is still a mystery. We're still hoping in our heart of hearts it wasn't actually poop, but
maybe someone surreptitiously enjoyed a chocolate pudding and didn't tell anyone.
Yeah, maybe
snuck it in.
Any rate, we're gonna try to let Poopgate go away.
Yep.
Kind of blow away in the wind, except for there's no wind right now, but.
Molder in the heat.
That's more like it. Today was a reminder of like wherever you are, if you're traveling or not traveling, some days are just work where you work and then things get screwed up again and then you work again and then they get screwed up again. And then when you really think you're done, even though your 3-year-old is still up chatting away at like almost 10 o'clock at night. You might just step in some goose poo.
Yeah.
That's just how it rolls.
And then you got to do it all again.
And then you got to do it again. So, but, try to do the best, have the best attitude you can when you're dealing with poop.
Yeah. And maybe less poop tomorrow.
I'm hoping for a less poopy day tomorrow.
That'd be good.
I'm really hoping for that.
The Hitch is recorded on the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at Tin Can Evangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. please rate and review The Hitch on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to us, and tell your friends to subscribe as well. And we'll see you on the road.